apply.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former Sports Minister Zizi Kodwa says he's ready to get back to work now that he's been cleared of corruption charges.
I'm in the job market, I'm available. I can be a journalist, so I'm in the job market, as you know that I'm unemployed.
Charges against Kodwa and his co-accused, former EOH executive Jehan McKay, were withdrawn in a Gauteng court this morning. The former minister was implicated in a 1.6 million rand graft case and accused of accepting bribes in return for his influence over IT tenders for the government. He's been speaking to the media outside court.
So I'm really grateful that I'm now talking to you as a free man. I'm already resuming my responsibility. My first responsibility now is to make sure that I align myself with the activities of the ANC.
Now, the ANC is due to hear Jacob Zuma's virtual appeal against his expulsion today. The former president was expelled from the organization in July. He was found guilty of breaching his constitution when he led and campaigned for the MK party while he was still a member of the ANC. Political analyst Levine Dow says the appeal is the route most members who've been expelled opt to take.
All that he wants to do is to see the ANC paying a lot of attention on him and nothing else.
Public Works MEC Martin Mayer says he's looking forward to engaging with stakeholders on solutions to tackle extortion in the construction sector. The issue will come under the spotlight at a provincial conference later this month. Mayer's described extortion syndicates as a cancerous scourge, saying it's been plaguing the industry since 2015. The MEC was speaking at the NCOP yesterday.
Also, House Chair, it's important that we distinguish between legitimate business forums and community representative groups on one hand and these extortionists on the other. I remain firm. Anyone that wants to talk to us under the flag of peace is welcome to do so. If you show up under the flag of violence and criminality, do not call us, and we will most definitely not call you.
And a justice group in the UK says it's been contacted by more than 400 people, including alleged victims and witnesses, in its sexual misconduct probe into Mohammed Al-Fayed. The allegations follow the airing of a BBC documentary in September that detailed multiple claims of rape and assault by the late owner of upmarket London department store, Harrods. The billionaire died last year. The Justice for Harrods Survivors Group says it has clients at the store, at the Fulham Football Club and various other places associated with Al-Fayed. He was one of Britain's most well-known businessmen. His son Dodi was killed in a 1997 Paris car crash alongside Princess Diana, the former wife of King Charles III. A recap of our lead story this hour. Former Sports Minister Zizi Kodwa says he's ready to get back to work now that he's been cleared of corruption charges. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.